This is the audio recording for the class plan, the Order of Reformer at the Essential Level. So here what I've been doing is teaching the original order that Joe taught, or as close to as we think it is. There's a few slight changes simply because of the exercises I've omitted just to keep it moving smoothly. On the plan, you'll notice that with the springs, they're either 3-2-2, and that's the original spring setting. So I use, at the moment, balanced body allegros. So your one spring would be one red. So it's based on one being one red. So we start off, this is planned really for clients who have been doing Reformer for a while, and want to sort of feel that original movement, the original flow, and the original pace of the exercises. So we start off lying on our backs, foot bar up, toes on the foot bar, heels together. So in our classic V position, we've got three springs on, and we're going to go through the footwork doing 10 repetitions of each. So we start off, as I said, with the feet in V position, and we're breathing in as we press out, breathing out as we come home. And here I'm focusing on this being your sort of warm up. You're looking at finding space in the body, hence the inhalation as we push out, to really encourage that width and length through the joints of the body, through that space, through the whole body. We're focusing on the big toe, really connecting into the foot bar and giving that lovely long connection up through the inner line of the body. So we've got 10 in V position. Then with the carriage held out, we change to heels on. Parallel feet now, so toes pointing up towards the ceiling, and breathing out as we return the carriage, breathing in as we press out. Again, 10 repetitions. And as they're doing this, I'm working on, again, still having a sense of something being under the big toe. So as they push out, they're pressing still into the big toe so that the foot stays still in space. So there's a subtle change at the ankle joint. We've got 10 repetitions of that. And then with the carriage held out, we change to arches on. So putting the arches of the foot on, and again, another 10 repetitions. Keep thinking about length through the front of the body being equal. So we're not letting them tuck the pelvis, they're keeping that long line. If you do find people are tucking, I would just take it down to maybe two reds and a blue. So just lessen the resistance a little bit. When they've done 10 repetitions there, we're going to take it to toes on again. And this time we're going to dropping the heels under the bar, lifting the heels up into whether you call it calf raises, foot raises, whatever you want to call it. So we're dropping the heels under and lifting up, just finding that length down through the back line of the body. Holding the carriage out, we're then going to bring the arms up to the ceiling. And as we breathe out, we roll all the way up to seated. Let the carriage come home and change the springs to two reds. Roll back down again, and then we're going to press out and bring the feet into straps for us to come into frog and into circles. So what I do to get into frog is focus on turning out at the top of the thigh bone, and the feet then just follow into its natural V position, and then lower the legs to a level where you can feel the work at the front and the back of the body. And then as you breathe in, we've let the legs fold in, and as we breathe out, we press out. Again, you can keep that focus on to pushing into the big toe. Okay, so imagine you're pushing under the big toe to really keep the foot in that nice alignment. So 5 repetitions of frog, and then we're going to change into circles. So up circles and down circles, and we do 4 in each direction. So 4 up circles, and then change to 4 down circles. And something I watch for here is that if we're starting an external rotation at the hip, it stays that degree of external rotation. So as they circle around, the heels should come back together. So watch that the foot doesn't turn back into parallel. Try and keep that external rotation, keeping the back of the body aware and working. From here, bend the knees in, take the hands into the straps, and as you breathe out, press forwards and come up into your 100 position. So then we come into our 100, breathing in for 5, breathing out for 5, pulsing the arms and trying to keep the carriage as still as we can. So keep thinking of that sense of lifting up through the back of the body and curving the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. Once you've finished your 100, fold the arms back into a diamond shape. Oh, sorry. No, we're not. We're not going there yet. Sorry, I was going into backstroke then. We're coming into coordination. So from here, let the head roll down for a moment, knees bend in. And then as you exhale, curl back up and bring the arms back down towards the carriage. Fold the elbows back and we're ready to now go into coordination. So as we breathe out, we press the arms away, press the legs long. Open and close the legs quickly, then fold the knees in towards the forehead and then bend the elbows back. So we exhale, press the arms long, press the legs out. Open and close quickly. Draw the knees in towards the forehead, deepening the C curve, and then bend the elbows back. So we only do two of those. From there, place the straps back onto the shoulder rests and roll yourself up to a seated position. Spin yourself round so the legs come through the shoulder rest for us to go into the back rowing. So we're going into the rowing series now. So we're starting with back rowing. I try to have the legs apart rather than have them crossed, simply because that just means then that they're in a nice, the hips are in a nice place. Change to a single red spring and take hold of the hand straps. Now we start from rowing into the sternum and then we take it from the hips. So we bring the knuckles in towards the sternum. As we exhale, we round the spine shut back into our C curve, open the arms out. Spin the arms back, pressing the arms back, folding the body forwards, and then circle the arms up and round and rebuild through the spine. So we do that three times and keep focusing on stretching outwards with the arms to try and encourage space into the shoulder joint as we go through this. Once we've done three of those, we bring it into from the hips. So the arms go out in front of us, turning the palms up towards the ceiling. And this is where we keep our flat back. So we lean back in a flat back position, bicep curl. Shoot the arms up past the ears towards the ceiling so you've got that long lean back. Fold forwards at the hips, circling the arms down towards the feet. Sweep the arms back up behind you and circle them back round. So we do three of those. From there, take the straps into one hand and spin yourself round so you're facing the other way for us to go into front rowing. So bring the elbows in towards the sides, holding the straps in the hands, and we extend the arms forwards. They tap down to touch the carriage, and then they lift all the way up, keeping the spine long, the arms circle out, and the elbows fold back in. So we press the arms forwards, the arms lower, and just tap down. They lift all the way up, and circle round. And we do that three times. We hopefully have the legs straight for this one. And we're lifting up out of the hips. So we're sat right back against the shoulder rests. We then come into rowing two, where as we send the arms forwards, we flex through the spine, reaching over the legs. Then the arms tap down towards the carriage. Then the spine lifts the arms back up. So we return back to a tall seated position. The arms circle round and the elbows draw back in. So we extend the arms forwards, rounding over the legs. The arms and the spine lift to the ceiling. We open the arms out, draw the elbows in, and we do that three times. From here, we can cross the legs and we come into a leaning forward position. So a really nice flat back leaning forwards. Lift the arms up and create your salute position with the hands. So thumbs together, fingertips together. And depending on the shoulder mobility, you can bring the hands behind the head, elbows really wide, or just bring them to the front of the forehead. And then we do five salutes. So sending the arm out on that long diagonal. So you're creating a really long diagonal from the hips all the way to the fingertips. From there, open the arms out to the sides and we're going into hug a tree. So switch the legs position over, so cross the legs the other way. And we're going to bring the arms forwards as we breathe in and open them back out. And think of this as your release, your sort of breather after all those rowing exercises. Place the straps down, bring yourself off the carriage, and we're going to bring the long box onto the reformer. Now, this version of Swan Dive that I'm doing, we're still on a single red, is actually facing away from the foot bar. So you'll often need a little pad to go onto that front, that corner edge of the box, because it can be just a little bit uncomfortable on the pubic bone. So drop the foot bar down just one position if you can, so it's that little bit lower. And then you're going to climb onto the box, but bring the pelvis right to the back edge of the box, close to the foot bar. The feet come onto the foot bar in your V position, toes on, and you drop the knees into the well. Arms are just back down by the sides, so the whole body lies on the box, the whole of the torso. Then as you breathe in, you're going to press out with the legs and lift yourself up and off the box into a really long line. And then breathing out, we bend the knees and lower back down. As you do this, the arms can sweep up towards the ears, and then they sweep back down towards the sides as we lower back down. When we've done three of those, bring yourself all the way onto the box and take hold of the ropes for us to go into pulling straps. So the arms are pointing down towards the floor, and the first series of three pulling straps is the arms pull back towards the waist, staying close to the body. The chest lifts and we come into extension, and breathing out, we lower back down. So breathing in, the arms pull back and up, and breathing out, lower back down. And really think about lifting from the scruff of the neck, try and keep the legs together. And then we come on to pulling straps in a T shape. So take the arms out to the sides, and then they draw down towards the waist, and they open back out. Again, lifting the spine into extension. Three of those. From here, take the ropes into one hand, and with as much grace and elegance as you can, roll onto your back. And this is where I'd be a little bit careful of where people are on their box. Just watch that they don't roll off the box. Make sure they keep the box under them. And we go into backstroke. So from here, we bring our sort of salute shape hands to the front of the forehead. You're off the box with the head and the top part of the shoulders. And really, you just want the base of the scapula on the box if you can. But if anybody struggles with the neck, allow them to come further on where the head is held well. Then the knees are bent up. Curl the head up so we come into flexion. And then the arms and the legs lift up towards the ceiling. So bring them straight up towards the ceiling. They open out to the sides and they push round as if you're pushing through water and hold you in that long position. And then you bend the knees in, bend the hands in towards the forehead. So the arms and legs go up to the ceiling together. They then open apart to the sides. They circle down and come back together. And then they fold back in. We do that three times and then we reverse it. So the hands and the arms and the legs push out low. Then they open round and up towards the ceiling and then fold back in. I hope that makes sense. From here, making sure, so then let people just drape themselves over the box. The head drops back. The arms go out to the sides. The legs just hang out of the hips. And if, you know, hopefully people can stay in that place. If they need to support the head, let them. Make sure they've got enough of the box under their bum, so when we come onto teaser, they don't fall off the box. So just be wary of that. Arms out to the side. And then as they breathe out, we're going to lift all the way up into teaser. And breathing in, we lower back down. Now, obviously, you can have prepped teaser in earlier classes doing it off the box first. And doing sort of like a bent knee position as well. We do three teasers and then we take the straps into one hand and bring ourselves off the box. Bring the straps back into both hands, draw the arms forwards, take the front corners of the box and lie onto the box for breaststroke. We've got the legs long, the chest slightly off the box, hands underneath the shoulders. As you breathe out, take the arms forwards. And as you breathe in, circle the arms up and back and round for your breaststroke. And we do three of those. We then take the box off and we come into our long stretch series. So we are holding, we've got our foot bar back up again. And we're looking at the fingertips and the thumbs being on the same level. Knees onto the carriage, feet up against the shoulder rests. And we've got two reds on here. Okay, you may want to change that to a red and a blue if they need a little bit less resistance. And then straighten the legs out, bringing the body into a really nice, strong, long line. We press back and breathing out, we come back in. So really think about pushing into the toes, keeping that really strong, long line, and we're just pivoting at the shoulders. After five repetitions of that, we come into down stretch. So we're going to drop the knees down. Just make sure the feet are parallel, because often in this position, we like to bring the heels together a little bit and sit onto the outside of the hip. So make sure the feet are parallel, encouraging that inner thigh connection the whole time. Bring the hips forwards, create your arch, and focus on the breastbone lifting up towards the ceiling. Keep the eye line up throughout this move. So as they press back into the toes and send the carriage back, don't let the eye line drop down. Keep looking forwards. And then as you breathe in and come up, really, really emphasize the thoracic extension and that upward looking. Press back again, pushing heavy into the toes. And almost imagine as you come back, you're dragging the knees up. You're trying to lift the ribs up and out of the rib cage. From here, bring the toes a little bit away from the footrest and press the pelvis up for us to come into up stretch. Now the heels are about only 3/4 of the way up the shoulder rest here. So you don't want to make sure that the feet are dead against the shoulder rest. Let the foot come away a little bit so you're not extending the toes so much. Try to make sure that you've got a really nice C curve through the spine. So I say things like, imagine your waist is higher than your tailbone, or lift the bottom rib up towards the ceiling. So you really, really want to have that shape. And then the only movement that should happen is around the hip. The shoulders shouldn't push back any further. So really make sure that they've got a sense that the tailbone drops down and the legs are pressed away from the front of the hip, rather than this being a pushing out from the arms. We've got five of those, and then we take it into elephant. So drop the heels down, and this time instead of the heels being lifted, I want you to lift the toes up and feel as though all your weight is so much into the heels that you could almost lift the hands off the foot bar. And then the elephant's a small, quiet, quick movement, just pressing back and in. Again, hopefully performing it with a rounded back. So keep that sense of lift in the centre. From there, bring the knees down and we take it into stomach massage. So we're still on the two red. We're going to first of all do round back, then reach, and then twist. So bring yourself to about seated midway along the carriage. Toes onto the foot bar in our V position. Bring the hands to the front edge of the carriage and then create your beautiful C curve. Now, as you press back, I want you to have a sense that you're sucking the thigh bones back into the hip sockets to keep that connection into your center. We do five of these. As you come forwards, really fold at the front of the hip. So really, really think of deepening the fold at the front of the hip. Once we've done five with the round back, we're going to take the arms up overhead, bring the spine to a lengthened up position, and do five in this position. Once we've done that, take the arms in front, and as we press out, we're going to open the arms out and twist open. After five there, we come onto tendon stretch. So bring yourself to seated onto the foot bar. Take the feet onto the front edge of the carriage and push the carriage out. It will feel heavy, but that heaviness of the carriage with the resistance with the springs really encourages you to find your center. Drop the nose towards the knees and then hover the bum off the foot bar. Now, it's not about pushing the carriage out further. It's about returning the carriage in as close as you can, sending the hips high, and then just pressing it out till the hips are over the foot bar, and then lifting it up. So I'm really trying to encourage the deepening of the C curve rather than pressing the carriage out. From there, we come onto the short box series. Now, I do use a pole for this one. It doesn't have to be the expensive weighted ones. Just a good old broomstick is fine. And for our short box series, we're going to come to round back, reach, and then side to side before we come into twist and climb a tree. So holding the bar in front of you, allow them to round back into their C curve, taking it as low as they feel comfortable. Oh, by the way, you've put at least three reds on here. rounding themselves back. If they want to extend over the box, that's great, or just take it to where they can. And then as they come back up, they're trying to leave the pelvis to behind as though we bring the ribs up and over before we lengthen them back up. Stay really activated in the legs, okay? So don't just think the legs aren't doing anything. They're really encouraged to work in this move. But just watch the knees aren't flaring apart. We're trying to keep the inner thigh connection going. Keep the breath flowing through this one. And remember, if they go all the way back off the box, it's chin towards the chest before they start rounding back up. Make sure when they start this move, by the way, that they're sat right at the front edge of the box, so they've got a little bit of box behind them. Then take the bar, the pole up ahead, come to a really tall seated position, and we're going to twist round to one side, and then you're going to lean out on a diagonal line. Now, I always say to people, make sure you bring your ribs with you. So you don't want the spine to laterally flex. You want it to just hinge, to lean out of the hips and come back to center, and then go on to the other side. Once you've done five of that, we go side to side. So lifting the pole up ahead, and just let yourself laterally flex and come back up and over to the other side before we finally take the pole in front and we twist through. From there, put the pole down and we're going into our climber tree. So draw the right knee in towards your chest. Think about seated towards the front edge of the carriage, but I want their focus not to be on the bent knee in towards the chest, but the leg that's supporting you. You're going to draw from the inner thigh right back to the spine to give you the strength to perform this move. So it's, as always with our Pilates move, it's not really about what's moving, it's about what's stabilizing. So three loose kicks up with the leg, and then walk the hands up to the ankle. Now, it doesn't matter if this leg isn't straight, okay? If the knee's soft, that's absolutely fine. Bring the nose to the knee, and then take that whole shape back until the thigh bone is parallel to the ceiling, is perpendicular, sorry, to the ceiling. So it's pointing directly up to the ceiling. So if the knee's bent, it's not the foot up to the ceiling, it's the knee, the thigh bone, that goes straight up to the ceiling. Then really connecting into your stabilizing side, walk down the leg to wherever your spine allows you to go or where your comfort zone is. And then chin towards the chest, round yourself up. Now you're drawing on the stabilizing side. So think of drawing the thigh bone back into the hip socket to roll yourself back up. Watch out the hips stay square, and then repeat that three times and then change sides. We're now going to take the short box off and we're going to come into semicircle. So we want two springs on, normally the outside spring, so you've got space to drop down, and toes are, so the easiest way to get in is drape the legs over the foot bar, then hands onto the shoulder rest, shimmy on off the carriage, dropping the bum down into the space, and then place the feet back onto the foot bar. Toes onto the foot bar, heels together, and just watch that they don't open the knees out too much. Keep a connection. Keeping the carriage as still as you can, you're going to drop down as low as you can into the space. Then keeping the carriage still, really pressing with the arms, we're going to ripple up into your shoulder bridge. Press the carriage out, bringing the legs together. Then again, hold the carriage still. So really push into the hands to ripple the spine back down, and then fold the knees and bring yourself back in. So we do three each way. And then shuffle yourself back up onto your carriage and back into your clothes, because generally we've lost half of them in that move. And we're going to put the feet in straps for us to go into short spine. So bringing the straps onto the feet, and bringing the feet into a V position, arms down by the sides. Then have a sense that you're going to start the movement from behind the waist. Okay, so bringing the legs towards you, and then from behind the waist, start rolling the pelvis up and over and bring the carriage in as soon as you can. Then allow the knees to fold and bring yourself into that narrow diamond shape. Then keeping the heels still in space, roll down through the spine as far as you can before you bring the heels in and press the legs out long. Do 5 of those, then take the straps off and bring yourself onto side sitting for us to go into your mermaid. Change to one red, place the hand onto the foot bar, okay, feet into mermaid, legs into mermaid position, and then we're just going to allow ourselves that beautiful mermaid stretch to just open out after those moves. We're going to finish up with splits. So from there, you've still got that one red on from your mermaid. So bring yourself to standing, and you want to get the foot that's on the carriage as close to the shoulder rest as you can, because you should really have to work to pull the carriage back in. Okay, it's not so much about the pulling out, it's the drawing the carriage back in using the inner thigh connection. So have the feet slightly turned out, standing tall, and then press the carriage away and really focus on lengthening and lifting up through the spine. And then we do that 5 times each way. And then I've chosen back splits to finish with. So turning to face the shoulder rest, have one foot, say your left foot, to the left shoulder rest, okay, on a slight turnout. And the right foot I put at the moment onto the platform. The foot bar's down, by the way, for the 2 splits. And then hands onto the shoulder rest and start off just with a really nice stretch. So bringing the pelvis as low as you can into that sort of runner's start position, and then extend the front leg, so your left leg, stretch it out without any change in height in the pelvis. Okay, so do a few of those, and then obviously some of the class might want to stand there. Otherwise, with balance and control, lift the upper body up away from the shoulder rest. You can always use your pole to give you a little bit of support if you want. And then holding the body still in space, we just straighten the front knee and bring it back in. So sometimes this is called Russian splits, because it's almost like a Russian dancer. Sort of like just kicking the front leg out, pulling it back in, kicking out, pulling it back in. Do 5 each way and then change sides. And then carefully step off the reformer, take a deep breath in, breathe out, and you're done of your order of reformer. So please send me any questions you may have, but I hope you enjoy.